Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
It's the Stuart Britton Show here on Southampton Hospital Radio, and it's film review time. We begin with the personal history of David Copperfield. From birth to infancy, from adolescence to adulthood, the good-hearted David Copperfield is surrounded by kindness, wickedness, poverty, and wealth, as he meets an array of remarkable characters in Victorian England. As David sets out to be a writer in his quest for family, friendship, romance and status, the story of his life is the most seductive tale of all. The film stars Dev Patel in the title role alongside a wealth of British talent, including Tilda Swinton, Hugh Laurie, Peter Capaldi, Ben Whishaw and Paul Whitehouse. The director of the film is Armando Iannucci, and the writer, or one of the writers of the film, is Simon Blackwell. In this clip, when David, plays by Dev Patel, flees London, he seeks out his Aunt Betsy Trotwood, played by Tilda Swinton, who now lives with a distant cousin, Mr. Dick, played by Hugh Laurie, a man afflicted by thoughts and voices that aren't all his own.
Hello? Can you wake up?
What are you doing?
Medicine. Reviving you.
This is salad dressing.
Is it? Thought it was Armagnac. Don't have my spectacles on.
Do you have a letter somewhere covered in ointment?
His head is entirely removed from his body, we're sure.
Let's leave Charles's head on one side for the moment, Mr. Dick.
Pick it up later. Understood. How do you do?
Now, Mr. Dick, don't be a fool, because no one can be more discerning than you when you choose. David Copperfield, my brother, you've heard me speak of him.
Yes, just then. Oh, you mean before that? Yes, I'm sure I remember. Oh, I'm hungry.
Cakes.
Well, Mr. Dick, my brother, David Copperfield, this is his son who's run away. What shall we do to them?
One thing you could do is...
If I were you, I'd wash him.
There you have a clip with Dev Patel, Tilda Swinton and Hugh Laurie in the personal history of David Copperfield. This film is an absolute hoot. Some of Dickens's interpretations on screen can be a tiny bit dry. This is anything other than. It's hilarious, absolutely hilarious. As you see, David Copperfield, admirably played by Dev Patel, flying through life from good beginnings to poverty and then back again, then to having stuff swiped by Uriah Heep, then him and his family swiping it back. It is an absolute joy to watch. The film is just lovely. If you've got time and it's still on, when you get out of hospital, go and watch it. And if you're listening at home, disappear off to the cinema before it goes. It's been out for a while and I only just joined the party on this one. That's The Personal History of David Copperfield, a film I unreservedly love. We now move on to Emma, Jane Austen's comedy about finding your equal and earning your happy ending. It's reimagined in this new film adaptation, which is just hilarious as well. Handsome, clever and rich, Emma Woodhouse is a restless queen bee without rivals in her sleepy little village. In this glittering satire of social class and the pain of growing up, Emma must adventure through misguided matches and romantic missteps to find the love that has been there all along. The film is directed by Autumn de Wilde, and the cast is glittering. It has Anya Taylor-Joy in the title role, Johnny Flynn, Bill Nighy, Mia Goth, Miranda Hart, Josh O'Connor, Callum Turner, Rupert Graves, Gemma Whelan, Amber Anderson, Tanya Reynolds, and Connor Swindells. Now, in this clip, while shopping in town, Miss Bates, played by Miranda Hart, sees Emma, played by Anya Taylor-Joy, and informs her about the latest news of her niece, Jane Fairfax. You can tell that Emma couldn't be more thrilled.
Miss Woodhouse. Miss Woodhouse. How do you do? And you, Miss Smith. I saw you through the window. I saw you through the window. Miss Woodhouse, I bring happy news. We've had a letter this very morning from my niece, Jane Fairfax.
I hope that she's well.
In normal course, she writes on a Tuesday. But today, oh, her health. Oh, Miss Woodhouse, you are so very kind to inquire. Poor Jane. She was at Weymouth with Colonel Campbell. And where is the letter? Oh, it must not be far off. Oh, such an unexpected... Oh, it's on the glove stand. It was with the gloves.
There's a phrase to conjure with. It was with the gloves. It was with the gloves. I love this film. I saw this last night. It's also funny. It's not funny in the same vein as The Personal History of David Copperfield, but it's funny nonetheless. It's a comedy of manners. It's almost but not quite a comedy of spite. And it goes to show that, you know, those who set out to manipulate other people to their own ends often do themselves out of love and affection in the process. Because they finish up disposing of people who are actually meant for them all along. It's a lovely film, a lovely, lovely film. I was expecting it, I think, because I don't know the story. I was expecting it to be a little Pride and Prejudice-y, and it really isn't. It's much lighter, much fluffier, and altogether more humorous. And there are two good films there, which coincidentally are both based on works by authors that come from Hampshire. Charles Dickens, of course, comes from Portsmouth, and Jane Austen comes all the way from Steventon, west of Basingstoke. So that's our film review this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.